Once again, just give you an update on Coach Wood. He's at home. He's still alive. There's been a myth being passed around that he's buried in Holy Cross Cemetery in Yaden, but that's not true at all. But he does wish you all your best. Frostburg State, a state school from Maryland, came into our place. It was our first home game after we'd been on the road for the last 2 weeks with our Massachusetts and New York games. We really, really stressed to the players this week about getting off to a good start at home. And we did that. We felt that we played very, very well. We limited them to, I believe, in the rushing category. They had 24 rushes for 44 yards. In the passing game, we gave up two deep balls, one of them toward the end of the game. So they did get a few extra yards there in the passing game. Once again, our nose guard, James Woodley, has just been outstanding. He doesn't come up in the stats a lot week to week, but you're looking at we're running the 34, obviously, and he gets double teamed and every imaginable blocking scheme that they can throw at you, James plays, and he's just one of our captains and team leaders. And Joe Favinger, our junior inside will linebacker, also had another great game for us. We were very lucky to get our starting safety back right before game time, Zach Smith, who did not play up at Ithaca, and he provides great leadership and experience for our secondary. Offensively, we're just getting better and better each week. Each week we seem to open up another chapter in our offense. This past week against Frostburg, we went to our option game, which we really have not run that much first two games. And our freshman quarterback had 111 yards running the ball. And he executed, I think, at least five great slides. I guess that's his baseball background. But anyway, he looked well. Justin Hornick, our sophomore wide receiver, came back with several catches, and he looked well. And Ian Decker, also our captain, senior running back, played well. Offensive line's done a great job for us this year, in protection and run game. So we're very excited about our O-line, and things are really starting to come together offensively for us. The score was 35-3 with around 9 minutes to go, 10 minutes to go, rather, and that's when we made some wholesale changes. This week we have FDU. I've been coaching a long while, and FDU scares the heck out of everybody, I think, in the conference. You just don't know what you're going to get. When they bring their A game at their place, they play you as well as anybody in the conference. Traditionally, they're very, very, very strong defensively. They did graduate several front kids from this past from last year. Our biggest concern is their offense, their passing attack. Winters, their quarterback, is just absolutely outstanding. He'll probably be Isgro, and Winters will be our two biggest challenges, because he not only can beat you in the air, he has tremendous escapability. He's a great runner. They run the zone keep game with him, and he is just absolutely an outstanding competitor. So we really, really, they're ranked number one in passing yards in the conference, and they're ranked number one in total yards, 448 yards in the conference. So, our defense is definitely going to be up for the challenge. We've had a good week of practice, and very excited about opening up the MAC conference. Any questions?
How's Woody's wife taking him?
Especially she met with her lawyer the other night, and they were talking about splitting property and cars and things like that. Now she's doing well. Thank you. Good luck.